上次我们看到神点名了扫罗来做以色列人的王。
Last time we have saw into that God has revealed Saul to become the king over the Israelites.
虽然扫罗并不是神的心意里面所要选立的。
And even though Saul was not in the intention of God to choose him,
并且百姓在这一件事上面也实在在心意上得罪神。
And in fact, the people have sinned against God in this desire.
但是神仍然纪念他给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许。
And yet God still remembered the promise which he gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神仍然怜悯他的百姓。
And God still had mercy for his people.
也就允许他们在那里的时候立王。
And he allowed them to establish a king at that particular time.
那所以当扫罗显明出来以后。
And so after Saul was revealed,
神没有立刻就让他坐在宝座上。
God has not allowed for him to immediately sit upon the throne.
因为神要让他的百姓知道，神做事情，神一定负责的。
Because God wants his people to know that whatever God does, he would be responsible for.
神不会向他的百姓说了话，那就算了。
God would not just speak to his people and let it be.
所以他既然选了扫罗，
and since he has chosen Saul,
他不仅是说显出他的那一个同意，
and he just not manifested his agreement,
他也实在要让扫罗显出神在他身上的工作。
God would still allow Saul to manifest the work of God.
所以我们就看到一直等到扫罗带领以色列人对付了亚门人以后。
And so we can see until Saul has led the Israelites to deal with the Ammonites,
然后他才正规的给立为王。
And then he gets established as king.
那当扫罗给立为王的时候，
and when Saul was anointed king,
那就是今天晚上我们要从十二章里面所看到的一些事情。
And this is when we would go into chapter 12 tonight to see a few matters.
撒母耳在那一个时候，他非常明亮的在众人的面前来表白他自己。
And at that time, Samuel testified amongst the people very clearly.
这一面给我们看见神为什么能用撒母耳。
On the one hand, it lets us see why God's able to use Samuel.
但是另一个意思乃是神要借着撒母耳一生的见证。
Another purpose of God is that throughout the testimony of Samuel's life,
来让那个心里做王的扫罗看见他该在神面前要怎样的持守。
To let that newly confirmed king Saul to see how he must sustain himself before God.
撒母耳的两个儿子都不大妥当。
Because the two sons of Samuel were not right.
但是撒母耳本身却没有因他儿子而受影响。
But Samuel himself was not affected because of his two sons.
所以他能在众人的面前是非常清白的显明他的职守。
So that Samuel was able to innocently testify amongst the people.
那这给我们看见神为什么能用撒母耳。
So here let us see why God was able to use Samuel.
那这一点是向我们提出了一些教导。
And upon this point, it teaches us upon some matters.
一个真实要在神面前给神用的。
One who is able to be used by God truly.
他必须要很清白的在神和人的面前。
He must be innocent before God and men.
那这样的一点，我想就我不多花时间和弟兄姊妹们交流。
And upon this point, I gather that I would not use too much time to share with
brothers. 因为我觉得这样一点出来也就很明确很清楚了。
Because I figure just pointing this out would be very clear.
啊，那现在要立王。
And now they are to establish the king.
那么虽然神在那一个时候接受百姓的这一个请求，
and even though God agreed to the request of the people at that time,
但是这一件事情在神的眼中看来的确并不是一件神悦纳的事。
But in fact, this matter before God was not one that was pleasing to him.
啊，因为在以色列人在立王的这一件事上面，
because upon this matter of the Israelites establishing a king,
是犯了很严重的错误。
Because they have sinned greatly.
那所以撒母耳在这一个时候，
so at this time Samuel,
没有因为神允许他们有王，
Samuel did not, because God has allowed them to have a king,
就不向他们指出他们的缺陷。
But Samuel did not withhold from pointing out the faults of the people.
那所以当立王以前，撒母耳说出了一段很严肃的话。
So before establishing the king, Samuel pointed out many serious matters.
他从以色列人的整个的历史上面一直来数算。
And he counted from the beginning of the history of the Israelites.
指出了一个很严肃的问题。
And he pointed out a very serious matter.
那从他们进迦南以后，
And since they enter into the land of Canaan,
那就是从四世纪的整个的年代一直到他说话的时候，
And throughout the generation of the period of the judges until this day where he spoke,
撒母耳指出以色列人常常遭遇许多的难处。
Samuel pointed out that many a times when the Israelites were oppressed,
他指出这些难处的原因不是因为别的。
And there is no other reason for him to point out of these difficulties.
他指出这些原因乃是因为他们偏离了耶和华神。
The reason for him pointing out this matters was because the people had strayed away from Jehovah God.
他们离弃神的结果，
and they have departed from the result of God.
The
result of their departing away from God.
那神就允许他们周围的邻国来辖制他们。
So God allowed for the nations that was around them to oppress them.
神就让他们受一些的压迫。
And so God allowed them to be oppressed.
神收起手来，任凭他们受欺压。
And God withheld his hand and allowed them to be oppressed.
一直等到他们在神面前向神有所回转，有所寻求。
Until that they were repentful before God.
那神就伸出手来，
and God would extend his hand,
对付了以色列的仇敌，
and deal with the enemies of Israel.
那这样的事情我们在读四世纪的时候已经一再的看见了，
and we have seen once and over again these matters in the in Judges.
那现在撒母耳是很明确的指出这样的一个事实，
and now Samuel points out very clearly this fact.
一次过一次，
Once and over again,
什么时候以色列人背弃神，
and whenever the Israelites would depart from God,
神就借着外邦人的手来管教他们，
and God would use the hands of the Gentiles to discipline them.
一次过一次，
and over and over again,
什么时候以色列人的心思转回，
whenever the hearts of the Israelites would repent,
也许不是整体的转回，
and even though they would not repent as a whole,
只是少数的人在神面前有所寻求，
but only even with a few would have chosen God.
神的怜悯向他的子民也大大的发动。
And God's mercy would be shown upon his people.
那神就伸出手来拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。
And God would extend his hands to deliver them from their enemies.
那这是整个以色列人进迦南以后的历史所表达出来的属灵的原则。
And this is a spiritual principle that is exhibited throughout the history of the Israelites after they have entered into the land of Canaan.
背弃神的结果就是神的管教和鞭打。
And the result of forsaking God is his discipline.
回转归向神的结果就是不住的蒙怜悯得拯救。
And the result of returning to God is that his mercy and his deliverance would be shown.
那在一般的情形来说到今天这个原则还是准确的。
And in general cases, this principle still holds true to today.
当然我说是一般的原则。
Of course, these are principles in general.
就是说有一些是例外。
So there are matters that are exceptional.
但是什么是这个例外呢？
And which matters would be exceptional?
那个例外就是神要特别造就一个人，或者神要特别的在那里显明他一些个作为。
And those exceptions would be when God wants to especially build upon a person or to establish his works.
他会不是因为人的愚昧而在人的身上显明一些很严肃的工作。
And he will not because of the foolishness of the individual manifest his work solemnly.
不领会神的作为的人就会很简单的就说神管教那个人。
And those who do not consider his work would just simply say that God is disciplining that individual.
不一定。
But not necessarily.
但是这个一般来说可以这样说。
But in general, you can say that.
但是神有些时候在这一般的情形以外做特殊的工作。
But there are sometimes, besides these general cases, that God would do his special work.
不是因着人的愚昧，而是乃是因着神更高的旨意，神让人遇见难处。
But not because of the foolishness of an individual, but for a higher purpose of God, that he would allow that individual to encounter difficult times.
那约伯就是其中最突出的一个例子。
And Job was a very outstanding example of that.
不是因为约伯的犯罪。
And it was not because of the sin of Job.
不是因为约伯的偏离。
Or that he has departed away from God.
乃是神要把他提高。脱离他原有的那一层的认识。
But God wanted to lift him up and take him away from his level of understanding.
从留意他个人的操守而转去注意神自己的荣耀和无限。
To depart away from what
to自己的操守what he has exercised
to depart away from what he has to see the glory and abundance of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们看到神做工的法则。
And when, brothers and sisters, when we see the principle of God's work,
撒母耳在那个时候也很明确地向他的百姓来指出神做工的法则。
And so at that time, Samuel very clearly points out the principle of God's work to his people.
那是很清楚地告诉百姓。
And he clearly tells the people,
在神面前蒙纪念的路只有一条。
That the path to be in remembrance of God, there's only one way.
就是维持自己活在神的光中，就神话语的光中。
And that is to keep and obey in the words of God.
那这是唯一的蒙怜悯的路。
And this is the only path to be remembered by God.
神虽然怜悯他们
and even though God remembers them,
但是当他们愚昧的时候，神也很清楚地给他们指出毛病来。
But when they acted foolishly, God very clearly points out what's wrong with them.
那所以撒母耳接着也就指出一个非常严肃的问题。
So it continues on that Samuel points out a very serious matter with them.
从历史上面看见神如何在他们中间做工。
From history's viewpoint, it points out how God has acted amongst them.
同时也就借着那个历史来指出神在他们中间的那个准确的地位。
And it also uses the history to point out the accurate position of God amongst them.
神为什么这样负他们的责任？
And why is God bearing their responsibility?
愚昧的时候就管教。
And that when they're foolish, God disciplines them.
我要叫他们回到正途上。
And the purpose is to let them walk on the right path again.
他们活在正途上的时候。
And they, when they walk on the right path,
神是毫无保留地显出他的怜悯和供应。
And without any reservation, God manifests His supply and His mercy.
为什么神要这样做呢？
And why does God act in this way?
透过历史，撒母耳就明明地告诉他们。
And through history, Samuel evidently tells them,
因为耶和华神一直就是你们的王。
It is because Jehovah God has always been your king.
你们是他的子民。
And you are his people.
他就负起你们的责任来。
So he has taken up the responsibility for you.
你们所以你们求立王这一件事情是一个愚昧的事。
So upon this matter of asking for a king, it is foolish.
那愚昧在什么地方呢？
And why is it foolish?
愚昧的地方不是神不要在他的子民中间立王。
And the reason that it is foolish is not the fact that God does not want to establish a king amongst his people.
他们的愚昧是显明在两个方面。
And there are two ways that they have exhibited their foolishness.
第一，他们没有认识耶和华是他们的王。
First, they have not acknowledged that Jehovah God was their king.
这是他们在心意上的一个最大的愚昧。
And this is the greatest foolishness in their hearts.
撒母耳能从历史的过程的里头指出神在他们中间是王的事实。
And the fact that Samuel can point out the fact that Jehovah God was their king through history.
但是他们却没有几个人领会这样的事实。
But none of them have acknowledged this fact.
他们从来没有看见神是他们的王。
And they have never seen that God was their king.
他们没有看见摩西给他们的律法乃是王的权柄显在他们的中间。
And they have not seen that the fact of Moses giving them the law is the authority of a king manifested amongst them.
他们也没有看见在历史上神所做的一些事情乃是显明神在他们中间做王的事实。
And they have neglected the fact that all the works of God amongst them throughout history, it is the fact of God being manifested as king amongst them.
那所以他们学着外邦人要求立王，那这一件事情是他们最大的愚昧。
So this fact of them asking for a king among, just like the Gentile nations is their greatest foolishness.
那从清楚来说，乃是他们不认识神是他们的王。
And to put it simply, it's because they have not understand that God was their king.
但是从重的这一方面来看呢、
But from a heavy standpoint to see this,
他们拒绝神做他们的王。
That they have rejected God as being their king.
那所以这个事情是非常严肃的。
So this matter is indeed very serious.
这是他们在神的面前立王的事上所显出来的头一个不妥当。
And this is the first wrong that was exhibited on their asking God for a king.
那么另外呢？
And on the second,
他 我们了解到他们拒绝神做他们的王。
We understand that they rejected God as their king.
我们也许会想到以后的历史。
Then we might think about the history that's to come.
你说以后神也选立大卫，也应许大卫的子孙永远的作王。
And we can say that God has also chosen David to come to become king and promised that his descendants would become king.
那也是也这也是说明神也喜欢他们有王。
This is also to say that God is pleased with them to have a king.
是神以外的人做他的王，做他们的王。
That a person besides God to become their king.
啊，当然这是事实。
And of course, this is the truth.
但是我们看这一点的时候，我们要看得更远，看得更透。
But when we look upon this point, we must see a little further and to be more complete.
神是他们的王。
That God is their king.
这不是短暂的时候的事。
This is not just temporary.
乃是永远的事。
But eternally.
但是人怎么去认识神做他们的王？
But how can men come to understand that God is their king?
那神也借着做王的人来显明王的事实。
And God will use the fact of the person being king to manifest himself.
那所以以后有大卫的给选中。
So in the future there would be David being chosen.
但是我们以前就稍微提了。
But we have already mentioned this before.
神是要立王，但是不是扫罗。
God intends to establish a king, but it was not Saul.
神是要显明王的事实，但是不在那一个时候。
God wants to establish the fact of a king, but not at that time.
那所以他们的第二个不准确，还是说是不妥当的地方，乃是不在神的时间的里边来求神做神要做的事。
So the second error was to ask for God to do what God wants to do, but not in the timing of God.
那神的时间对跟随主的人来说也是一个很严肃的事。
Now the timing of God to those who follow after him is also a very serious matter.
事情可以是对的。
The matter may be correct.
但是时间不对还是有缺陷的。
But when the timing is wrong, there is still shortcoming.
那说神的时间也是我们学习仰望等候神的人所不能轻浮的。
So we, those who wait and look upon the Lord and wait upon him, we cannot be negligent of God's timing.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神是要在他的百姓中间显明王。
God wants to manifest a king amongst his people.
但是我们要看透一点。
But we must look at it more thoroughly.
看远一点。
To look at it a little further.
怎么看远看透呢？
How can we look at it in this way?
我们晓得神选立大卫做王。
We understand that when God chooses David to become king,
并不是等于用大卫来代替神。
It is not equal to using David to substitute for God.
乃是用大卫来做一个预表。
But to use David as to signify,
来显明一个真正做王的人他该是怎样去做。
To signify one who should become king, how he should act.
那大卫在神的面前给神称为合他心合神心意的。
And David was called one who was after God's own heart.
那他合神心意合在什么地方？
And how is he one who is after God's own heart?
我们一再提过，不是因为他没有软弱，以后我们会看到他的事情。
And we have mentioned before, it's not that he was not weak. We'll see upon his matters in the future.
乃是在他一生的年日里头，他一直是受着一个原则来管理着。
But throughout the life of David, he was ruled by one principle.
那个原则就是根据神的话。
And that principle was that he acted according to the word of God.
在当时来说是根据神的律法。
And at that time, you can put it that it was according to the law of God.
他有软弱失败偏离律法的时刻。
And there were times when he weakened and departed from the law.
但什么时候他蒙光照，什么时候他就回到神的律法的权柄的底下。
But whenever he was enlightened, he returned under the authority of the law.
大卫合神心意就是在这一个严肃的事上。
And upon this serious matter was the fact that David was one after God's own heart.
因为他这样活在神的面前，正是显出神自己在他的百姓中间做王的实际。
Because the way that David lived under God was the fact that how God manifested himself as king amongst his people.
这是一面。
And this is on one side.
另外一面呢？
On the other side.
神用作大卫，既然是一个预表。
That when God uses David, on the one hand, is to foreshadow.
那这有他的那个实体了。
So there was something to come then.
那这个实体乃是远远的指着主耶稣基督永远做王的事实。
And this actuality is to point out that Jesus Christ would be king eternally.
那个实质就是还是神自己做王。
And this actuality is pointing out that it is still God himself being king.
并且是永远做王。
And in fact that he would be king eternally.
那因此我们看到神在过一些日子把大卫选召出来。
Therefore we can see that in the days to come when God chooses David,
乃是在人仍然活在愚昧的光景里头的时候，
It is still in the time when man was still living in their foolishness.
神要借着大卫来向人来显出神所要的王，
God,
神所显明的王是怎样的一位王。
And God would use David to manifest the kind of king that he desires.
当然他是预表。
Of course, this is just a foreshadow.
不能说
a type.
不能说他的一点一滴都指着我们的主。
We cannot just say that every point is pointing at our Lord.
大卫有失败。
That David would fail.
我们的主没有。
Our Lord did not.
大卫有愚昧。
And David was foolish.
但是我们的主没有。
But our Lord did not, was not.
但他在预表我们的主乃是说在那个整体的那一个事实上面，就是做王的这一个整体的事实上面来表明我们的主。
But it manifests as a whole the type that our, that he was a type as a, of a king, a type of a king as a whole.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要这样子来领会。
Brothers and sisters, we must understand from this point.
那所以我们就看到，在这里撒母耳指出他们立王。
So we must see here that Samuel points out that their asking for a king has sinned against God.
那为什么是得罪了神呢？
And why is it offending God?
就是这样。
It is because of this.
没有承认神是王。
They have not acknowledged.
没有认识神是王。
That have not acknowledged the fact that God is king.
也不是在神的时间里面。来求立王。
And it is not under the timing of God to request for a king.
所以这个事情得罪神是得罪得很厉害。
So this matter has offended God to the utmost.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意那个十七节末了那两句话。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to the last two sentences of verse 17.
你们求立王的事是在耶和华面前犯大罪了。
And you will realize what an evil thing you did in the eyes of the Lord when you asked for a king.
为什么是大罪?
Why is it an evil thing?
大罪。
A great evil thing.
那是因为 拒绝神的自己。
It is because they have rejected God himself.
同时也越过神的安排来做他们想要的事。
And at the same time, it surpasses the arrangement of God on what God wants to do.
那当撒母耳提到这样的一件事情的时候
，And when Samuel mentions these matters,
撒母耳就指出一个非常非常重要的事实来。
Samuel points out a very important truth.
我们回过头来看，十二节。
Let us turn back and look at verse 12.
你们这亚门人的王拿啥来攻击你们，就对我说，我们定要一个王啊，治理我们。其实耶和华你们的神是你们的王，现在你们所求所选的王在这里，看呢，耶和华已经为你们立王了。你们若敬畏耶和华，侍奉他，听从他的话，不违背他的命令，你们和治理你们的王也都顺从耶和华你们的神就好了。
Verses 12 to verse 14，
这一段话就是指出一个非常重要的问题。
Brothers and sisters， these few verses point out a very important problem。
什么问题呢？
And what problem is that？
王现在你们有了，
Now that you have a king，
但是你们还要看见一件事。
But you still must see another matter.
你们也好，你们的王都好。
That it would be good for you and your king.
No matter what.
No matter who, you or your king.
他们都不能越过神的命令。
But you cannot surpass the command of God.
那也就是说
，In other words，
虽然你们已经有了一个王。
Even though you may have a king，
但是这个王不能代替神。
But this king cannot take the place of God。
这一位王只能代表神。
And this king can only represent God。
只能做神的代理人。
And he can only be representing God, agent for God。
集体量就是到这个地步。
And this is the position, the utmost position he can take。
但是这一个王绝对不能代替神，更不能越过神。
But this king definitely cannot take the place of God or surpass God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话说得太清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, these words are too clear.
这个话是对着人的愚昧来发出来的。
And these words are pointed out at the foolishness of men.
人的这一个愚昧不仅是在当时的以色列当中显出来。
And this foolishness of men was not only manifested at the time of the Israelites.
一直到现在，这个愚昧还是没有从人的实际生活的里边脱离掉。
And even to this day, this foolishness has not been completely rid amongst the practical living of us.
我不说那是一般的人，我乃是说属神的人。
I would not just say the people in general, but to those who belong to God.
在属神的人的当中，
even to those who belong to God，
从前以色列的百姓是如何在这一个愚昧上显露了自己？
How the people of Israel manifested themselves.
现在称为神名下的人也常常在这样的事上面显露了自己。
Even those who are called under the name of God expose themselves in the same matter today.
有意的无意的，
knowingly or unknowingly，
总会拿人来代替神。
They would use man to take the place of God.
总会让人来越过神。
They would let man surpass God.
那这是一个非常严肃的问题。
And this is a very serious matter.
人在神面前最大的难处，
And this difficulty of man before God，
从起初一直到现在，
From the beginning till now，
就是这个问题。
It's this matter.
不接受神是绝对的权柄。
That they do not accept that God is the absolute authority.
啊，不接受神是绝对的至高的地位。
That they do not accept that God is in the most high position.
总要拿一些神以外的人事物来代替的。
And they would take anything besides God to take the place of God.
有意的，无意的。
Intentionally or unintentionally.
做过这样的事情。
They would do these matters.
那是我们这样来看到属灵的难处的时候。
And when we look at it this way on spiritual difficulties,
我们不得不求神怜悯我们。
We cannot but ask God to have mercy upon us.
我们实在看见神把当日以色列立王的过程这样的记录下来。
And in fact, when God records this of the process of establishing a king,
乃是叫我们现在读到神的属灵的历史的人知道如何拣选那一个属灵的路。
It is for us who read into the spiritual history how we should choose our spiritual path.
那这是神的百姓立王的历史。
And this is the history of God's people establishing a king.
也是神的百姓当中头一次有王的事实。
And it's also the fact of God's people having a king for the first time.
用这么看看花了多少的花了多少的那个圣经的篇幅。
Brothers and sisters, you see that how much of the footnotes is used in the scriptures.
从第八章一直到十二章。
From chapter 8 to chapter 12.
五章的篇幅就是记载以色列第一个王。
And using these five chapters, it records the first king of Israel.
而这一个王又是一个很糟糕的王。
And this king was also a king that was no good.
没有淡出神的心意的王。
And he did not live out the heart of God.
严格的说起来是神所没有承认的王。
And in fact, to be more serious, it is a God that God has not acknowledged.
因为事实上神一错没有承认他。
And in fact, God did not acknowledge him.
神允许百姓立他为王，但神自己没有承认他。
God himself did not acknowledge him, even though he allowed his people to establish him.
而我们看历代志的时候，我们就看到。
And when we look into Chronicles, we can see this.
神没有数算。
But God has not counted.
我们读的那一个家谱的时候，我们也看到。
And when we read into the genealogy of the Lord, we do not see this.
不管是大卫的家马太的家谱也好，路加的家谱也好，根本就没有这一个王的影子。
No matter if in the genealogy in Matthew or the genealogy in Luke, we do not see any shadows of this king.
所以说的严肃一点，说神没有承认这样的一个王。
So to put it more seriously, that God has never acknowledged this kind of king.
既然是这样糟糕的一个王，神也不承认的。
And since this king was so terrible and God has not acknowledged him,
怎么花了五章圣经的篇幅来记录这件事呢？
Why did they repeatedly, in these five chapters, record this king?
很显然我们看到神要借着这一个过程给属神的人一个很严肃的提醒。
Very evidently, God wants to use this as a serious reminder to those who belong to him.
真正拣选主的人不能走这样的路。
But those who truly choose the Lord cannot choose this kind of path.
不能凭自己做什么。
That you cannot allow yourself to do anything.
你也不能越过神做什么。
And you cannot surpass God to do anything.
也不该用自己的意思来逼着神去接受。
And you should not use any of your ideas to force God to accept it.
那这是很明显给我们留意到。
And this is very evident to let us pay attention to these points.
因为整个扫罗的历史没有几点是可以给神数算的。
Because in the entire history of Saul, there are not many points that were counted by God.
如果完全按照属灵的那一个正面来说的话，
if it was from the positive side of spiritual history,
那撒母耳这个扫罗的这一段历史可以几句话就可以带过去。
Now you can just put in a few words about this history of Saul.
以色列人要求立王，
that the Israelites wanted to ask for a king.
神勉强答应了他们，
and God reluctantly answered them.
就选出扫罗来，
and so he selected Saul.
那这样就交代经过去了，
and you put an end to it just by those few words.
但是圣灵确实那样详尽的来记录了这一件事。
But the Spirit records this in detail.
那还是叫我们在其中有一个很深的受光照。
It is to let us be enlightened very deeply.
作为一个在神面前势力的人，
To be one that is established before God.That stands firm, that stands steadfast before God. To be one who stands to serve God.
不是凭他外面的光景是怎样。
It is not according to how his condition is on the outside.
而是在他里面对神的拣选是怎样。
But it's upon his choosing of God within.
在扫罗的身上，我们看从外面来说，他都够条件有余。
And on the person of Saul, we can see that upon his appearance, he was well qualified.
但在他的里面，却是一无是处。
But on the within, he did not accomplish anything.
那这也是我们在神面前要求主格外的怜悯我们。
And this is also a fact that we must ask the Lord to have extra grace upon us.
扫罗就是这样给立了为王。
And this is how Saul was established as king.
那现在撒母耳又说了一些劝勉的话。
And now Samuel also said words of encouragement.
这些劝勉的话实在太好了。
And these words of encouragement are indeed too good.
啊，这个事情是因为百姓对撒母耳说。
And this matter is because the people said to Samuel.
因为百姓看见立王的事情是错的。
And it's because the people saw that the fact of establishing a king was wrong.
所以他们就求撒母耳，你为我们祷告。
So they all said to Samuel, pray for us.
好叫神不定我们的罪。
Pray to the Lord so God would not condemn us.
免得我们死亡。
So that we will not die.
那弟兄姊妹们在这里我们又看见另一面的事了。
Now, brothers and sisters, upon this matter, we can see another side of things.
错误的事情已经做了。
Now they have errors and did something wrong.
不做也已经做了。
Even if they didn't want to do it, they have already done it.
那既然做了出来，那怎么办呢？
Now, since they have erred, what should they do?
你说现在好了，那我们现在不要王了。
So they can say, oh, then we do not want a king now.
这个恐怕就不大妥当。
But then this might not be right also.
因为神虽然是允许，但是允许了就不能去变更了。
And even though God has only allowed it, but since He did, you cannot change it.
那就让它错下去了，是不是？
So should they just let it continue to be wrong?
你说神为什么不能改变？
And you may ask, how come God cannot change?
其实神要改变还是可以。
But in fact, if God wanted to change it, he could.
但是问题就是神的百姓说是知道错，其实并不知道。
The problem is that the people said they knew it was wrong, but in fact they did not.
只不过看见当时撒母耳祷告求神打雷那个事情把他们杀了一下。
But it was only the fact that when they saw that Samuel prayed to the Lord for rain, for thunder, and they were in fear of that.
但在他们心的深处啊，他们还是要一个王。
But in the deepest part of their heart, they still wanted a king.
那所以神也不会随着他们的情绪的改变而任意的更改神的定规。
So God would not just according to the change of their emotions.Change the intention of God.
因为我们的神不是似而又非的神。
Because our God is not a God who always changes.
他从来没有说要给他们立王。
God has never said that for them to establish a king.
既然他们说要立王，神就说好，你要们要立就给你们立。
And since they asked God for a king, and God allowed it and said, okay.
虽然是出自神的允许。
And even though it was out of the allowance of God,
但还是算是神的定规。
It is still considered a designation of God.
神的。
It is still God's decree.
所以神不会随便因着人的情绪而更改。
So God would not just change because of the emotions of man.
但是如果不更改的话，那个事情就这样错下去。
But if God would not change it, then it would just continue to be wrong.
那一直就错下去。
So if they continue to be wrong,
那怎么办？
Then what should they do?
一直带着一个错误在神的面前。
Then they would bring this error before God always.
那不是一直落在神的定罪的底下？
Would they not then stand in condemnation before God?
那这的确是一个很严肃的事。
So in fact, this was a very serious matter.
但是感谢神。
But thank God,
神是鉴察人的。
That God is one who examines men.
特别是他的子民。
Especially his people.
但是神看事情。不像人。
But when God looks at a matter, it is different from when man looks at it.
人看人就是盯着你做错的事情。
When man looks at another, he would just point out what you did wrong.
你一次做错了，你就永远不是人。
And if you err just once, then you cannot stand before them any longer.
那这是人。
And that is man.
但是神不是这样看。
But God does not look at it this way.
你错了。
If you have erred,
那你实在是错了。
In fact, you did do wrong.
但是你能知道错。
But if you know that you have erred,
你还是有机会。
You still would have a chance.
你还是有路可走。
You still would have a path to take.
你仍然在神面前有前途。
You still would have a future before God.
这是神。
This is God.
因为他是公义的，但是他也是满有怜悯。
Even though he is righteous, he is still also full of mercy.
更重要的，他是信实的。
What's more important is that he is also faithful.
他不能取消他的拣选。
He cannot cancel his choice.
因为神的拣选就是神的应许。
Because whom he chooses is his promise.
神既然在应许里面来显出他的拣选。
And since he has manifested his choice through his promise,
他就守着他的信实。
He held on according to his faithfulness.
那我们看撒母耳接下去跟以色列人说的话，就是在这一个方面。
And when we continue on the words of Samuel to the Israelites, it is on this side.
我们留意二十节。
Let us pay attention to verse 20.
撒母耳对百姓说不要惧怕你们虽然行了这过却不要偏离耶和华只要尽心侍奉他
Do not be afraid, Samuel replied. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart.
你若是偏离耶和华去随从那不能救人的虚神是无益的。
Do not turn away after useless idols. They cannot do you no good.
耶和华既喜悦选你们做他的子民，就必因他的大名不撇弃你们。
nor can they rescue you because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people because the Lord was pleased to make you his own.
弟兄姊妹，在这些话里面，我们怎么看见神是何等的大？
Brothers and sisters, upon these words, we can see how great our Lord is.
那个大不是说他的伟大的大。
His greatness is not pointing at how great he is.
乃是说出他的度量的大。This
points out at how much measure he has.
哦，我们敬拜我们的神。
We worship our God.
虽然神 不是 以有罪为无罪。
Even though our God cannot consider sin sinless,
他绝对不会这样。
He absolutely would not do this.
但是当人落到罪里的时候,
but when man falls under sin,
如果人的心地转回过来, 向着神,
but when man returns and turns toward God,
神在对付人的愚昧的同时,
and at the same time with dealing with man's foolishness,
神还是给人打开那一个满了荣耀的前途的道路。
God still opens that path to eternal abundance and glory.
神没有向他封闭。
God has not closed that.
神还是在那里允许他继续地往前。
God still allows him to go forward.
但是问题就在这里。
But the problem lies here.
不能偏离耶和华神。
You cannot depart away from Jehovah God.
要尽心尽侍奉他。
You must serve him with all your heart.
我们感谢赞美我们的
We praise and thank our Lord.
事情你可以做错,
but even though you may have error,
但是你的心却不能错,
but your heart cannot be wrong.
心错了, 事情做对了, 也是错,
and even though you may do the right thing, but your heart is wrong, then you still have error.
你事情做错了, 你心还是对的话,
and
向着神还是对的话,
and even though you may err, but your heart is still right before God,
神的怜悯, 仍然让你有一个对的路,
then God's mercy will still allow you to have the right path.
好像是我就想起, 好多好多年前, 我们还年轻的时候,
then I remember when many years ago when we were still young,
那在追求属灵的成长的过程里,
and upon the pursuit of spiritual maturity,
一个年长的弟兄所说的话在我们中间所带来的一些勉励。
The words of an elder brother, the words that he said brought forth these encouragements.
那话是这样说,
and he said,
你若是要跌倒,
even if you fall,
你要跌倒, 跌到主里面去,
you must fall to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这话很有意思。
There are a lot of meaning to these words.
我们承认我们一生的年日, 很难保证我们绝不犯错误。
We confess that in our whole life, we cannot guarantee that we will not sin.
没有大错也该有小错。
Even though we may not sin greatly, we might sin.
事实上大错我们也是不会稀少。
And in fact, we might sin greatly a lot of times.
但错了怎么办?
But if we have sinned, what should we do?
事情错了你就不能改变更改。
And if we have sinned, we cannot change that.
那怎么办?
And what should we do?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
错了的不能挽回。
And even though we cannot take back what we have sinned,
错了的事不能挽回。
We cannot take back the matter that we sinned.
但是错了的人是可以挽回。
But the person who has sinned can be taken back.
所以弟兄就说了，你跌倒也要跌到主那里去。
That's why the brother said that even if you fall, you must fall.
你不要跌倒跌到主以外去。
Do not fall to anything outside of the Lord.
你要是跌倒跌到主以外去，那你就完了。
And if you fall and you fall be outside of the Lord, then you're finished.
但是你跌倒，那是跌到主那里去的话。
But if you fall to the Lord,
你还是有前途。
Then you still would have a future.
因为主没有向你关闭他的怜悯，也不是关闭他的道路。
Because the Lord would not have closed his mercy and his path to you.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our Lord.
现在撒母耳向以色列民就说了这样安慰的话。
And these are the encouraging words that Samuel said to
the people. 王的事情的确是大错。
That this matter of asking for a king indeed was a great wrong.
但是这一个错不能挽回。
But even though you cannot take back this error,
但是你们这些人还是可以给挽回。
But you can still be redeemed.
所以要留意准确地活在神的面前
So you must pay attention and live rightly before God
尽心地侍奉他
And serve him with all your heart
拣选他
And choose him
不偏离他的道路
And do not depart from his path
不偏离他的心意
And do not depart from his heart
这样过去的失败不会影响你今天的追求
And thus, your past failures will not affect your pursuit today.
过去的愚昧也不影响你今天向着荣耀去奔跑。
And the foolishness you exhibited in the past will not affect your striving toward glory today.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我们在留意到撒母耳在向以色列的百姓说这一大段的话的时候
And when we continue to notice of the words Samuel said to the people
他除了给他们一些的劝慰以外
Besides giving them encouragement
也实在向他们说了非常严肃的警告
He also gives them a stern warning
那我们留意最末了的那一节
We pay attention to the last verse.
你们若仍然作恶，你们和你们的王必一同灭亡。
Yet if you persist in doing evil, both you and your king will be swept away.
那当然，我们从字面来看这个话的时候，我们了解。
And of course, when we just look at the surface of these words,
你们若不跟随主，主就不赐福你们。
We can understand that if you do not follow the Lord will not bless you.
就停止他的工作在你们的身上。
Then the Lord will stop his work amongst you.
但是你往深处去留意一下的时候。
But when you pay attention into it more deeply,
我们也许就会发生一个心思上的难处。
Then in our hearts we might have this hardship.
神如果这样做的话
If God would do it in such a way
那他永远的旨意就不能成全了
Then his eternal will cannot be accomplished
因为你们和你们的 王都要灭亡
Because both you and your king will be swept away
你们的王给除灭了那是小事
And if your king is swept away, that's just minor.
你们却是神的百姓。
But if you, the people of God,
连神的百姓都给除灭了，那神的旨意怎么成就？
Even if, and if God's people were swept away, then how can his will be completed?
不细细读思想神的话，就不会发生这个心思的难处。
And if we meditate upon God's words, then we will not have this difficulty within.
但是要是留意神的心意的话，我们就真的会发生这个难处。
But if we pay attention to the heart of God, we might have this difficulty.
神把他的百姓对付掉了，那神的旨意怎么成完成？
And if God dealt with his people, then how can his will be completed?
你说神另外兴起人来
Then you may say God can raise up others
神如果神这样做的话
And if God would do so
神的旨意还是没有成就
Then God's will would still not be completed
从神所要得那个结果来说也许神能满足
Just from the result of what God wants to get accomplished it may seem like it was satisfied
但是神成全他的旨意的整个的过程的里边就不能说是完美了
But upon the process of God accomplishing His will, we cannot say it was perfect.
因为带出结果的那一批人不是神起初拣选的那些人。
Because the people that brought forth this result was not the group of people He chose at the beginning.
也不是神起初就把应许给他们的那些人。
And it was not the group of people whom God gave His promise to at the beginning.
那我们感谢神。
Now we thank God.
当我们读到这个地方的时候
，When we read to this point.
这里头就给我们看见在神的工作的里面的
within it lets us see that within the work of God
一些实际的情形
that there are many practical matters
是什么事情呢
and what matters are those
我用简单的话来说弟兄姊妹也一定能领会
I'll put it in simple words and brothers and sisters would understand
人的愚昧
Foolishness of man
可以破坏神的拣选
can destroy, can ruin the choosing of God.
但是这个话没有说完
But I've not finished.
人的愚昧
the man's foolishness
可以破坏神拣选的恩典
can ruin the grace of God's choice.
但是
but
却不能破坏神拣选的定规
cannot destroy the decree the designation of God's choosing
弟兄姊妹领会这个话吗
brothers and sisters do you understand these words
你可以破坏神那一个恩典
you can ruin the grace of God
叫那个恩典没有显出在你的身上
so that grace will not be manifested upon you
但是你却不能破坏神那一个定规
But you cannot destroy what God has decreed
这就是我们看属灵的历史上面一直在进行的就是这么一个事实
And this is the fact that is being exhibited throughout history
比方说神拣选以色列人这个完全是恩典
For example, God's choosing of the Israelites it is of all grace
不是以色列人配得神拣选
It is not that the Israelites are worth God's choice
这完全是在恩典里面所做的
So this is completely under the work of grace
以色列人愚昧
And the Israelites became foolish
神把他交在外邦人的手里头受管教
So God put them into the hands of the enemies to be disciplined
这就是他的恩典在以色列的身上好像显不出来了
This would seem like it did not cause God's grace to be exhibited to the
Israelites 好像在以色列人中间没有恩典
It seems like there's no grace among the Israelites
是从外表来看是这样
And in fact on the appearance it seems so
所以说那个恩典可以给破坏
So that's why we say that grace can be ruined
但是神的那个定规呢
But what about the decree of God?
神就是拣选亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的后裔来成就他的旨意
But God has already chosen the descendants of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob to be his inheritance
这个拣选的定规就没有受影响
And the decree of this choice has not been affected
经过一阵子的恩典隐藏的年日
And through some days of this grace being hidden,
神重新又显明他的恩典
God once again reveals his grace amongst those who he has chosen.
在以色列人身上是这样
Among the Israelites it is this way.
在今天神的儿女们身上也是一样
And even today upon the children of God it is the same.
我们可以破坏神拣选的恩典
We can ruin the grace of God's choosing.
只是破坏那个恩典的显明
We can only ruin the manifestation of that grace
却绝不能改变神在恩典里面所做的那个拣选的定规
But we cannot change the decree of the grace of God's decree
正因为是这样
And it is because of this
我们才能说我们永远在神面前有路可走
we can say that we always have a path to go before God
因为我们的神是带着无限的怜悯 来做工在我们的身上。
Because our God brings unlimited amount of mercy to work amongst, upon us.
因为我们的神就是一位充满怜悯的神。
Because our God is a God that is full of mercy.
我们敬拜赞美我们的神。
We worship and praise our God.
那在扫罗给立为王的这一个历史的里边
，and upon this history of Saul being established as king，
我们若是要只是看那个历史的本身，那没有什么意思。
And if we just look at the history itself, there's no purpose of it.
但是我们透过这一段立王的历史
，but through this process of establishing this king，
看到神向我们所启示的好几个属灵的原则。
But when we can see the many spiritual principles that God reveals to us。
这些原则都是非常重要的。
That these principles are very important.
贯穿在旧约的里头。
It is continually shown upon the Old Testament.
也同样的贯穿在整个新约的里头。
And at the same time, it is all shown throughout the days of the New Testament.
因为这不是别的，乃是神自己的显明。
Because there is no other but the manifestation of God Himself.
是神的性情的流出。
It is the flowing out of God's nature.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
啊，求主给我们遵从扫罗作王的这一段的历史的里边，看见神今天叫我要我们看见。
May the Lord truly let us see what He wants us to see throughout this history of God, Saul becoming king.
让我们实在的按照神的那个心思而活在神的面前。
Truly that we may live.Before God, according to His desire,
等候那一天与基督一同作王。
To wait upon that day when we shall reign with Christ.
我想今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹交通到这了。
I think that we should end our sharing here today.